Pash Va'eira, we have tremendous Yisod, which is Lamaisa Yisod, that Be'emes has been a concept throughout the parishes, but I want to do a few Chidushim that came up this year. We know that the Moshe and Aaron were asked to do the makis in front of Bnei Yisrael, but also in front of Paro. Kedarba lechem Paro lechem through lechem Moifes. V'amartel Aaron kachas matach v'ashlech l'tnei Paro yidusani. To tell Aaron to take the matter, v'hashel of neifar yilisane. So, always had the shy horror. Why was Aaron the one? Why did he have to do Aaron to take the matter? Again, it could be just that he wanted to show that Moshe and Aaron are both involved over here. But the guy, the matter of throwing in front of Paro to be a sanin, to be a snake, right? So why was it Hadafka Moshe had to tell Aaron to do it? The Bereshit tell Aaron to do it. Why couldn't Moshe do that? Now we know, that's the first kasha. Again, why by the ois, the sign of the snake, which eventually went on that he swallowed other snakes, why was it that Hashem didn't tell Moshe to do it, but Aaron should do it? Tzorach Iyun says. Secondly, we find a very interesting concept, which we'll see, which is related to this issue, that by the first couple of makis, Hashem told Moshe to tell Aaron. For instance, by the case of Dam, the first makis Dam, right? Everybody knows Dam, Tzvardeya, Eish, Shem, Bicham, yeah. Anyway, the kids are, but everybody knows the Esser makis, so the first one's Dam. Dam, so it says, well, Hashem told Moshe, that you didn't tell Moshe to do it, tell Aaron to strike the Nile. And I turned to Dam. I'd say, what's Vadeya? So why Amoral Aaron? Why Aaron? Says Rashi, per example, as you test, Fishahagin ha Yor al Moshe, Kishanishlach le Toichoi, the Fiko le Lokal Yoda, Loibidam, the Loibits Vadeya. Dam it's Vadeya, he wasn't going to do because he was protected by the Nile, by the river, when his mother put him into the river, in the basket, in Pasha Shmois. So he was saved through the river. So it's not right that he should hit the river. So says Rashi, therefore Aaron had to do it. And then also by Kinim, the same thing. But Maisa, it's very interesting. So we know the famous Vart, people talk about it, that Rav Desla has a Vart over here, a very famous Kashi, yes, I don't understand. Why couldn't Moshe hit it? Because Moshe was protected by these things. So but at the end of the day, so don't hit the river. The river is going to feel the pain. The river is going to have a maka in it now of Dam. And it's going to start to cry, the river. It's going to get all sad. It's a river! What's the problem with the river? You're going to hit the earth, and the earth, the mom is breaking, and have a nervous breakdown. The earth, the mom is be shattering, experience, traumatized. The earth's going to have to go to a psychologist. And have to have, send them to a psychologist. The earth's going to have to go after, which is going to hit it, and it's going to cause a kingdom to come out from the earth. And the earth's going to be so insulted, because you, Moshe, was saved by the mitzvah to earth. How could you do such a thing and therefore don't hit the earth? Earth is an animate object. It has no feelings. What's going on over here? More Esav Desla. At the end of the day, what came out of this Makkah? The Kiddush Hashem in Noir V'Oyim, which would ask the earth, earth, how you doing today? They might lock you up. But if you ask the earth will tell you, Of course do it. I'm only here in this world to bring cover to Hashem. This is the greatest Kiddush Hashem in the world. So if you ask the earth, you should hit it. Hit me. Hit me twice. Bang me. I don't care what you do to me. I'm bringing out cover to Shemayim. The Tzvadeh has jumped into the fire. Why Kiddush Hashem? The earth shouldn't. It's the greatest. It's the greatest milah for the earth to be hit. Moshe, you don't do it. The earth might feel insulted. You insulted me, Moses. How dare you hit me? I saved you. What's going on here? So if Destus has a famous vort, it's not off the feelings of the earth. It's oust the person himself. That a person has to understand. And people make a mistake. They say, it's you want to analyze the person. It's in the subject of Kursa Tov, but it's a much bigger Zach. It's a much, much heavier Zach. And that's why it could be, it's much more, it's not just a Kursa Tov, it's much, much greater than a Kursa Tov. And we'll see in a minute. And that's why it could be, I'm adding this connection, could be, I didn't see it over in a while, that he says it before, but it could be over here, it's the reason why you have to be much extra sensitive to it, because it's much worse than Stam a Kursa Tov. A Kursa Tov is you have to say thank you. Someone did you a favor. Here, the Gemara says in Baba Kama 92a, Bor sheshosaboy, a bor that you drank from, al tishlach boy evan. Don't throw a stone into a bor you drank. The bor doesn't feel it. There's mishalim raw tachas toiv. It's much, much greater chisorin. It's the antithesis of akoras atoiv. Akoras atoiv is to recognize any good someone did for you. Mishalim raw tachas toiv means that if someone did for and you pay him back with beer, that's the antithesis. Not only did you recognize the good, you went ahead and you did something bad to them. So it could be because this I'm adding, it could be by this Madrega was so the antithesis of karsa toiv. That's why we have to go to the extra darga, the extra mile to stay so far away that beside Moshe he shouldn't feel. And that's what Taka Gemara says. Bar shoshasa boy. But the bar you drag from a well, don't throw a stock. The well is also inanimate. The teretz is, you're going to learn the Mishalim Roa Tachas Toiva. The Nishita over there brings the mice with a bathhouse that the Rif once was Nanan, and the Rif was Nanan from the bathhouse. And the Rif didn't want to have didn't want to pass. They have to understand what the case was, why he don't. But he didn't want to pass over the bears. He said, I was Nanan from this bathhouse with this tub, whatever it was. I'm not going to pass or whatever it should do. Maybe it'll be bad, whatever. The sensitivity of Mishalim Roa Tachas Toiva, which is the antithesis of Karsa Toiva. It's not just on Karsa Toiva. I want to say Gevaldig, Rabbi Yisrael. I want to say Gevaldig. I want to say that what's Epis over here, the Torah brings it out. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu? So I saw a verse on Shabbos in the Brisk. It says, who Moshe Va'aron? He's Moshe Va'aron. That they remain, who Moshe Va'aron? We only know who. Who B'Tzidkasa, the Gemara in Megillah. Who B'Tzidkasa? Mitzichilosa v'yatzoifa, you're 10a, or 11a, I'm sorry, 10 or 11a, who b'tzidkosu mitzichilosa v'yatzoifa. Whenever it says who, we say, but Yosef, who Yosef? He was in Mitzrayim, he was Roya, he's tzidkosu. Who Moshe v'an, they were made the tzidkos, what was the Messiah? They were always, the brisk is one of Taina, that who Moshe v'an, even though they got chance with Paroi, that interaction with Paro HaRasha, still they remained clean. Because even when you interact with the Rasha, even to give the Rasha Malkus, even to do something to the Rasha, you still can get the actual interaction with the Rasha. Dealing with the Rasha, involved with the Rasha, you can be influenced. And therefore, Moshe V'Aaron, they weren't influenced. I want to say Gevaldik. And that's why Moshe could be over here. I'm saying, I don't know, this is my own shtickle. That Moshe V'Aaron had to go to the nth degree to not be shaykh to the whole inyan of Mishalim Rochas Rotahas Toiva. And they had to be mamish sensitive even to the earth and animate objects, because Paroi was the antithesis of this Madrega. Paroi was the Metzias, I'm sorry. He was the Metzias of this Madrega. Paroi was the biggest Mishalim Rotahas Toiva. Because Paroi, the Gemara Chazal say, Paroi was the Koifer in Toivoso Shachaveiroi. He went ahead and took the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, who had given him so much Toiva, Yosef. He wouldn't have been Malchus Mitzrayim without Yosef. He would have nothing without the Yidden. They helped, but the Yidden came down, they built up this power into an empire. And then he went and took these same people and he made them mamish a perpetrators of Oida. Memela by Paroi, it was the highest level of Mishalim Roar Tahas Toiva. And if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to get influenced, and that was who Moshe Rabbeinu added, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, here you have to go to the nth degree to be Mishalim, not to Mishalim Roar Tahas, even by inanimate object. It's beautiful. Lefi Zev, it's beautiful. By that over here, by this thing that Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't. If he said, I once wanted to say, it could be that's why Moshe couldn't throw the stick and turn it to a snake. Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in that palace. So Hagam, you're right, all the markets came in, but they reckoned to come into the palace when Moshe Rabbeinu paid Gaga there. And he paid, what's it called? Chamesh Avanim. He was brought up in that palace to come in and put a snake in the palace. You want to play snake in the bathroom? Okay, you play just, you know, snake. What's that game, snake? But to bring a snake into the palace, to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a shtickle in the game, Shalom Roar Tahas Tov. You grew up in the palace. No one, I never saw anybody say it. But why does he tell Aaron to put the snake? He says, beautiful. Aaron didn't grow up in the palace. Moshe grew up there. Moshe Rabbeinu had to be so nizer in the Shalom Roar Tahas Tov. And this is something, Rabbi said, that we have to work on very stark, Rabbi said. This is something that people have to get into their noodles. They have to get into the noodles while they're eating their noodles for supper with their wives. Mishalim lo tachas toiva. I'm not talking about kurs atov. Kurs atov shmuz. It's much, much deeper. It's much, much worse. Mishalim lo tachas toiva. That people do things for you, and when you're expected to pay back to be there, you're going to be mishalim lo. I'm not going to. Why should I do it? I talk about this, Rabbi Yisrael, it's a personal end. I mean, it's not just all yeshiva, every yeshiva, this is a very, very common thing, Rabbi Yisrael. And I think people have to think about it. I think if you're working to work on madrigas and on midas, Rabbi Yisrael, and it's nogeo, as we'll say in a minute, after giving in marriage. A person's a part of a yeshiva. And let's say he enjoys the yeshiva, Shreyash, he enjoys the Carlsbergs and all the beautiful stuff we bring in. And he enjoys the mead, the food. Baruch Hashem, we have a beautiful cook who's so dedicated and so moser. And he enjoys all the thing. But Thursday night, the yeshiva decides to make something. Let's say. So the guy, there's two types of guys. He says, oh, you know what? I'm not interested in the kumzitz for me. I'm not interested in this thing for the yeshiva's doing. That's Mishalim Roar Tachas Toiva, Shem Yerachim, the worst Madrega, the first we speak about this Madrega is being the worst Madrega Shaykh. Mishalim Roar Tachas Toiva. It becomes Toiva Ikri. Why? So the guy says, what do you mean, Rebbe? Rebbe? What do you mean? I'm not interested in this thing. It's not for me to do that for the yeshiva. But you're getting Toiva from the yeshiva. And you're making the yeshiva, you're being megareya, you're making the yeshiva weak, you're mechalash the yeshiva, why for you it's not good. So what does that say? You don't realize the toiva that's happening. Not only you don't realize, you're in the face of the thing that's doing the toiva, you're mishalim roi, you're weaker, you could be here. The guy comes in, he takes food from the kumzitz and he goes out. Explain it to me, it doesn't make sense. A guy comes in, but he has a no for the. But the Rebbeim, you expect if it's mechazik the place. That's part of you. It's part of your yeshiva institution. It's not only here for the three from last week, the Trinity, me, myself, and I. You're part of an institute. You're part of an oila. You're expected to mechazik. Rav Schoenberg used to say that to come to the me yeshiva in Poland, to come learn in the morning on time and everything was not only been on the makom. It's been on the chaveru because it was so cold and the more people were there, it warmed up. But I say in every base measure, it's not only been on the, it's been on the chaver. This morning, Baruch Hashem, I know the Kol Torah, it gives inspiration to everybody who wants to learn even Shtark, hear Kol Torah. When it don't come, I'm not in the mood today. Oh, but you're getting Toiva. I'm not saying every day you have to come, but you have to realize this concept. Mishalim Roar Tachas Toiva. Hashem Yirah was one of the worst things. Paro was the champion. If you want to go into that, join that league of champions, so you can join Paro. He was the champion of this, and he came to be Koifa Be'ikah. Because of this Madrega, Mishalim Roar Tachas Toiva. Mishalim Roar Tachas Toiva. But if you don't learn in yeshiva, then you have to realize that if you're part of yeshiva, If you're gaining from a yeshiva, you have to be part and parcel of whatever the yeshiva does, because that's, you have to mechazik the yeshiva, you're part of the yeshiva. And the person says, okay, Rebbe, I hear, sounds good, but I'm not sure, because at the end of the day, it's not so good for me. Excuse me, Rebbe. I'm sorry, I paid bad back, but I go to Shittasi. I always pay bad back, but it's good. But the mice, this comes out enough to be the marriage of us. He gets married. His wife's making food the whole week. She's sleeping. Mom is sweating away in the kitchen. Mom is down the side of a tichel, all the sweat, beads of sweat, because she's by the hot stove cooking you schnitzel and chicken on the bone, chicken a la carte. And she's cooking you potatoes all week. And she says, Shlomi, what's up? You have something to say? Yeah, we're talking. Yeah. Do you think we can go to my parents? Your parents! He's chewing on the chicken. And she gets hit with the chicken in her eye. Sorry about that one. I wasn't aiming for your eyeballs. He's chewing on the chicken that she made, and she just says, you think he go to your parents? I don't enjoy the Shabbos by your parents. Okay. I hope you enjoy your chicken. Maybe choke on it! Mishalim raw tachas toiva. She's working hard. She doesn't not say she wants to go every. The last time we were there, I don't remember. It's 32 years ago. Just asking for one Shabbos. But I don't like the Shabbos so much. I don't get to daven the way I want to daven. The way I want to learn. I'm not saying it was a shayla. Shalem, ro, tachas, toivo, the worst of the midas flowers. Not a kabbalah, it's different on madrega. We want to speak about the shvuz of karas hatoy. Everybody talks in the karas hatoy. There's a madrega much with karas hatoy is showing things. It could be a guy, you don't show a karas hatoy. That could also, every time you don't pay, it's a shalom raw. But yes, you didn't say thank you. Okay, you didn't show your karas hatoy. But you hurt the guy. You hurt the guy, Rabbi said. And it's going to go into marriage, the same thing, Rabbi said. It's going to be the same thing. The wife's not going to feel that she's because she does everything. She's schlepping and serving. And she adds, no, it's for me, though, it stares me. But I need it. Who are you? Good chicken today. He's chewing on the, it's unbelievable size. He's chewing on the chicken, and he's mishalim at the same while he's biting into the chicken. The schnitzel. He's b'shalim raw tachas toiv. Rabbi says, unbelievable sound. Rabbi says, this is a matrega that we have to realize. Rabbi says, once we have toivis, we're getting toivis. Not to show on ground. Moshe Rabbeinu is not allowed to hit the ground. Rabbi says, you know why? It smacks of b'shalim raw tachas toiv. I got a toiva. How could I bring beer to something that I got good? Oh, it's only the earth, but that meat is so tainted. So terrible, so the antithesis of the whole Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit rules about a karas hatoyv. This is the madrega hatachdoina, the antithesis of the whole yisoid of a karas hatoyv. What a yid is, Yehudi is hoydor. To give hoydor, I mean, you're mishalim raw tachas toyv. We do it a lot of Yisrael, but it's all because of one thing. We're thinking about somebody important. That's the problem. One person's important, no one else. And if I get it, it's good for me, the chicken is good, the chisel is good, but if it's good for my wife, it's not the best for me, that's Mama Mishra say what happens. He learns in the yeshiva, because in yeshiva, what was good for him, he did. And I'm not saying, listen, stuff like Bittul Torah, you have to know everything, but there are things that a person should be involved, and it could be, but he takes the good, and when he feels that it's not, that he doesn't want to participate because he's not going to, he has a better place to go Thursday night. He has another place to go. He's going to the Yuga Vasa Rebbe, with the Nagel Vasa Rebbe. He's going to two Rebbes tonight. And he's going to get brachas, sit by a kumz and sing with the yeshiva. What do I need? I'm going to the Yuga Vasa Rebbe. I'm going to do Nagel Vasa with the Nagel Vasa Rebbe. Mamish, he sees it. You don't understand when I go there. I feel Mamish Negovasit. I feel in the heavens, up in the air already. And it comes, it's what do I feel? And with the Negovasit Rebbe, it's just Negovasa. He sees unbelievable. He knows I washed my hands Negovasa this morning. Mamish says, Ruach HaKadosh. That's what I do Thursday night. I get into the Negovasa. But to stay by the Kodesh, I don't get. You get toyed from the yeshiva, and by you being there, mechazik, that's where you should be, Rabbi Yisrael. Just like you have to be by your in-laws, because your wife wants to go there, even though it's the third week in a row, because she needs to go, because she just had a lady or whatever she had. That's where you need to go. But it's not so comfortable for me, and this, I don't like the minion my shver davens at. I go there, but I go for Shabbos. I don't down my shver. I walk off to somewhere else. I go down with this minion, but my shver has my shver who's supporting me and giving. But I say I'll be back, and he waits by the table for me till 12 o'clock when I come back from the beautiful minion I daven at, because I'm getting really into it, and I make my shver wait for me, because you know it's not so bad because he only gives me $10,000 a month. If he gave me a little more, I would be back at 11 o'clock. But now I come back at 12 o'clock. Shver on you, shver. But he gives you so much toy. So what? There's two different things, Rabbi. Don't mix the issues. That's money. And this is pleasure. Don't mix any issues. This is my pleasure, and that's his money. I'll take both. Hashem Yirachim, Hashem. Hashem Yirachim. Paroi! That's the epitome of paroi! Yidden are not that way. We don't strike the ground. Mishalim ro tachas toivo. You had enough in the ground, Moshe Rabbeinu. You were saved? Don't strike it. Biggest kiddush Hashem, all the chadbar. It's the worst madrega. Stay far away. Shmecked from Mishalim ro tachas toivo. Don't put a snake in the palace. You grew up in that palace. You ran around it. You played in that palace. No snakes there. I just want to end with an unbelievable story. I read in Lebelsky's book. Ms. Tamar Reckness recalled the Motzi Shabbos in 2012. I spoke to my father by phone. Lebelsky suffered in 2012 a ruptured esophagus, which doctors, after he said, besides the ruptured esophagus, the CAT scan was performed. As one doctor put it, the situation was 100 times more dangerous than a heart attack. 100 more times dangerous what he had, a ruptured esophagus. Later it was determined that Rebelsky had also suffered a collapsed lung. As he later recalled, the doctors told me they have never saw a person in the situation who survived. One doctor said he was born into an irreligious home, and he thought that religion would never play a role in his life. When he looks at me after my recovery, there is a creator, there must be a creator. Rebelsky was a sakana nacha, 100 times worse what he had. Because the fluids that get in, if they get in, the reason why we have this sound, all these things, that those fluids are very dangerous. It's unbelievable. Hashem made the body. And those fluids, if it erupts from the esophagus, it gets into the inner cavities, the inner cavities, it's death. It was impossible that he would go. That Motzi Shabbos, he spoke to my father by phone and begged him to consent to be transferred to a Manhattan hospital where a thoracic surgeon, reputed to be the best surgeon in the tri-state area, was willing to take on the case. He was in a different hospital. He was in Maimonides Hospital, and Mrs. Rechlis, who was his daughter, wanted him to be transferred to the Manhattan Hospital, which is the most, they had the biggest surgeon probably in the world in this area, thoracic surgery. I had already spoken to a Askin, who was prepared to come to the hospital to arrange the transfer. Initially, my father agreed, but 5 minutes later, my brother called back and put my father on the phone. He was terribly weak and was barely able to talk. By that time, Dr. Brickhoff had already come down to the emergency room and had spoken with Rebelsky. This was the doctor who was in the Maimonides, was supposed to do the surgery. When he realized that the family was contemplating a transfer, the doctor was not upset. He said that he would step out of the room and wait for the family to make the decision. Rav Aryeh Belsky was with his father at the time, and the Askanim were well-meaning and were pushing for the transfer. However, I felt that this had to be my father's decision. I had to ask Rebelsky. Rebelsky decided that he would remain in Maimonides. After his recovery, he would become emotional whenever he explained the reason behind the decision. I was not going to embarrass the doctor who had come to save my life. Listen, Rabbi, say carefully.
in the operating room, Rebelsky went into cardiac arrest. Had he been in an ambulance in the transfer on the way to Manhattan, he probably wouldn't have survived. Dr. Brickhoff opened the patient's chest and was horrified what he saw. There was a leakage of fluids from the esophagus into the chest cavity. The doctor turned around to tell his assistants that nothing could be done for this man. And then he noticed a stent that happened to be lying in the operating table. He used the stent to temporarily close the rupture and managed to get the heart beating again. Rebelsky was alive. Rebelsky didn't want the Shalim Ra Tachas Toiva. I'm not going to embarrass the doctor who came to save my life. And because of that, Rebelsky lived another 4 years, Rabbi Isaac. We don't understand what it means. But Mishalim Ra Tachas, somebody who does something good. Every situation is different, Rabbi Isaac. But this story touched me very much. How we have to understand and think into other people, Rabbi Isaac, what's going on in their lives, what's going on with the family, what's going on with the institution, what's going on with what I'm child to. Not only about me, the whole sort of all these shmooze, Rabbi Isaac, always to think we got to take ourselves out of ourselves. You read this book, Rabbi Isaac, it's not a good book to read, it should be on the shelves. You see how Rebelsky's whole life was about other people, Rabbi Isaac, how it could help other people. There was his house was open, anybody who wanted to come in, and everybody and anything, Rabbi Isaac. His stock, everything he did for the other, for Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Isaac. We have to realize if we want to become greater, we spoke last one, take ourselves out of ourselves. But this is, Rabbi Isaac, something that we have to stay far away. This is the epitome of Paro. This is the lowest of the lowest Madregas. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, so you have to go to the nth degree to stay far away for Mishalim Ra Tachas Toiva. If we have something done good to us, we have to go ahead and make us have Toiva. We have to be indebted for who knows how long. We have to be the Shoah Karta, but the Mishalim Ra, Rabbi Isaac, somebody does something for us, we have to feel indebted to the fact that we can't do something bad to them. We can't, we just can't. And then we'll be somehow touch on what the Baruch Hashem created us for, to be people that are moida, not only to people. Paro, people think Paro was the Koyf of Be'ikah, it was Mi Hashem, people think, you know what, Paro had problems with theology. He had problems, you know, he wasn't a good philosopher, and he made mistakes, and he had problems, and he became a Koyfer because he believed in Darwinism. You know, Chazal tells Faked. You know why he became a Koyfer? Because he was Koyfer to Rosh Hashanah. He was Mishayim Ra Tachas Toiva, the lowest of the Madrega of Kfira, of Kofi B'Tkofi B'Toiv. That's what he did. And because he did that, he became to be a Koyfer by Kodesh Baruch Hu, Boisai. Amuna, all that Amuna, you know how it starts, Boisai? By recognizing the good Hashem does for us. But if Mishalim Ra Tachas Toiva, Baruch Hashem does us good, and we spit the Chas V'Shalom in the face, we're not going to get anywhere, Baruch Hashem. We'll come to be Koyfer. Oh, we believe Hashem. No, it's nothing, Baruch Hashem. You believe by showing actions how you pay back the God, but for sure not to throw the stone into the bowl you drank from. It should be Zerucha to understand that, Rabbi Yisai. The Belsi life was saved. It should be Zerucha to live a life of Hakoras HaToiv, and be Zerucha to give Nachas to Bari Oilam.